All right, so we're doing A minor pentatonic. This is a lesson about soloing and having to, it has to do with rhythm and also with technique. If you must know, the chords that I programmed the bass to do is A minor and D minor and then E or E7 and then back to A minor. So that's our 4-bar cycle. And so the tempo is 2-3-4-1-2-3, which you can easily do with all downstrokes. Right, so let's hear you do that. And you can, of course, play slower notes too, with rests in between, or those are half notes, 2 beats each. And then the whole notes would be like 1, 2, 3, 4. To half notes, 2, 3 would be like 1, 2, 3, 4. No, there were 2 beats each. 1, 2. Yeah, good. And then of course back to quarter notes. But the main thing is the eighth notes. Eighth notes is like a pretty central, it's like a central rhythmic element to most modern music, whether it's rock or jazz. So the eighth notes in this case would be 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. Now you at this stage, you may not be able to play those eighth notes continuously that fast. Like try it a little bit. Like, you kinda can, and I'm just using you as an example because this is, I've taught this lesson 1,000 times, which is why I'm recording it right now, because everyone needs to hear this. You can do it for an extended period of time, and you probably shouldn't do it anyway. If you heard a guitar solo that all they did was play eighth notes, it would be pretty, you know, get old quick. But you can do it in smaller doses. So my advice is you do eighth notes, just 2 or 3 notes at a time, and then slower notes around it, like, so I did da da dee. Those were eighth notes, but the rest were slower rhythms. So just play around with that, and you who are listening, play around with that. Good, and really lock in. Yeah, and as you pick those eighth notes, I haven't talked on the technical end yet, use up and down picking, you know. Yes. You know, and somehow make a little phrase. Notice how when you try and do too many of them, you get behind the beat. So just keep it small. Keep the amount of eighth notes small and do slower notes around it or rests around it. Like, you know. You're on the right track. You're totally on the right track. It just means you're overplaying a little more than your technique is able to at this point, and that's perfectly fine. So give some rests, give some longer notes, and do eighth notes sparingly. I'm gonna keep, and you who are listening to this, you can play along, do it yourself. So 1, 2, 3. Thank you. down instead of just going through scales. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right? Just demonstrating a little more. Let me just demonstrate here. You can play chords if you want. It's A minor, D minor, and E7, but just a short demonstration. Nothing fancy, just... making my phrase, this is now we're getting into some phrasing stuff. I'm making it kind of like a logical statement, a logical rhythmic statement of some sort with a definitive beginning and end, like. You know, it kind of sounds logical to itself. So without any further guidance, see if you could do something like that, where the phrase is kind of like a, not just random notes, but it's no pressure, but it's like it's a statement that's coming from you, like as if you're speaking. Maybe maybe make them a little shorter, and then you can comment like just it, the shorter the idea, the more you can play around with it. Make a shorter phrase, and then have your second phrase sort of comment-ish on the first phrase. I know this sounds like a lot, but you're already doing great, so keep up the good work. Cool. Let me interrupt that. You were like this. Well, not exactly, but you know what I mean. You got a groove. You started getting a groove on, and then you kind of got too complicated, and then you got lost. Whatever. That's what happens. And by the way, this happens at every level. You know, overplaying is a big. So, but now you got the right idea. You're making nice eighth notes, and you're contrasting different rhythms, and you're making, in blues they call it question and answer statements, like they have the same kind of meat in it, even some of the exact same rhythms and exact same notes, but the endings are different. Try some of that, do a little question and answer stuff. So you just make a little phrase that kind of maybe goes up at the end, and you do something similar that goes down at the end. It's that easy, without overanalyzing. That's beautiful. That's all you need to know. Make a bunch of those in a row. I know it sounds simple, but it sounds very effective, doesn't it? Take your time. So 2, 3, 4. And if it's not what you meant, you can still ride with it. You know, that was valid. It wasn't what you meant. You know, and you just take what you played and make what you didn't intend to be what you did intend. That's awesome. Keep going. Either keep messing with that phrase or make a new phrase. Doesn't matter. Good, let me jump in. Yeah. Now a new phrase. Let me just... Maybe, you know, do two phrases that relate to each other, question and answer, and then something new every time. sounded good. I was with you, right? Those who are listening will tell. You know, I was sitting here going, rock on, buddy. You know, it's you're communicating. How's that feel? You must be able to feel. Okay, good. You must be able to feel that you're communicating. You can stop a minute, but are you not playing on a whole different level of communication than you were 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, sure.
This is why I recorded this, so have fun with that.